Welcome back to Fastest Stats. It's been a minute. That's what this episode about to explain why. My personal life, once again, y'all know I go through a lot. But in these last 2 months, I done lost 4 people. It's been hard trying to get up here and record and give content because I'm dealing with certain things and my mental health ain't where it needs to be at to be able to give the content that I need. Can't get the content y'all deserve, but a couple of my peoples told me that it's the real that got people listening to me, so just be raw. Give everything that I feel, and right now I just want to talk about what it is I've been going through. You know, I lost 8 people this year. I always talk about how death surrounds me, but sometimes it hit a little different when it come in a way that you never experienced. And with the most recent, it was one of my students. I got a good relationship with all the students I've had. But this student was different because his mother was my teacher. When I started teaching, she was my mentor. She was the one I aspired to be like, because I know what she mean to me. And as I said before, I don't go to funerals, but I went, and being in the presence of so many students and just hearing how they miss me and things like that, it was different, and it hurt a little more because at a time like this, I wish I was there on a day-to-day basis. I know what they going through. My classmate, I said before, I had a classmate down my birthday going into my senior year. My babies are seniors now. So, it touched a little different. One of my favorites, not even one of my seniors, a sophomore now, was one of the first people to see me at. Just the embrace and the things said, I felt like I was more than just at a funeral. I felt a lot of them look to me for comfort, for somebody they know that was on their side. And dealing with that on top of my own stuff, it was a way of me understanding that we put here for different reasons. I honestly couldn't tell you why I ever became a teacher. But in that moment there, I understood why I was put in that position. And my kids know, I always come through if I can and do what I can, be there if I can. But in that time, being away from them, the messages I be receiving, it mean a lot. Because I know that my relationship with them mean a lot. And along with that, it's been, that was an unexpected one, and going along to the other ones, like, two of them was expected. One I won't speak about. One was a battle with cancer. And even though we know that type of stuff is going on, but to see somebody fight and survive so long when they leave, it hurts. especially depending on the relationship you had with them. And this person was somebody that I spent hours learning from. A lot of time was spent. And that entire household, just like my grandma's, is gone now. And these is people that I learned so much from. I spent so much time just soaking up the wisdom that they gave. Learning different aspects of life that at the time I wasn't nowhere near ready to experience myself. But when the time presented itself, I was able to go about it the right way because I already was introduced to it. Then another unexpected one was my little cousin. The funny, humorous side of me was something I shared with my little cousin. We was around the same age. I was a couple months older, and it hurt. Unexpected. And at this time, I lost three people, 3 days straight, last month in November. And it was so hard dealing with that. And the bright side of it was the love so many people had for my cousin. It brought my family together in a way I never thought could happen with certain people. I always took it upon myself to bring my generation together, but in a way that everybody came together behind my little cousin was something I just couldn't imagine. And the main message with this is, man, when you're dealing with loss, when you're dealing with grief, the hurt, the pain, it's something that's going to stick with you for a long time. But the one thing you got to take from it is cherish life. Cherish the time that you got. Live in those moments that we got here. Appreciate not just yourself, not just the time, but the people in your life. When there's petty things going on, if you love that person, let it go. You got to let that stuff go. Because it'll kill you. Eat you up inside. Force you down a dark path. When somebody you love go away, y'all weren't on good terms. I've watched it happen with many people. I've been blessed enough to not experience that myself. Because dealing with all the deaths that I've been through, the one thing that I've learned is to let my peoples know how I feel while they here and while I'm here. They all know where we stand. The people I don't like, the people I don't deal with, they know that. The ones that I love, the ones that I cherish and appreciate, they know exactly why. These are the type of things that people don't talk about. With the deaths I experienced this year, I want to hit on this. Some came from street stuff, you know. And I'm not going to go into details, but I will tell y'all that those of y'all that listen that's in the streets, y'all not prepared for these certain losses. Unexpected phone calls. In the middle of trying to enjoy yourself or relax, so, you know, y'all don't know what y'all be signing up for. Y'all don't know what come with it. And it's too late to turn back when you already done. been out here and you caused pain. You done caused long nights. Once you got a name or a face, regardless, you gotta stand on that. But while standing on that, be prepared to understand you're gonna deal with losses. I got multiple people in jail right now doing big bids. I'm not gonna go into specifics, but those that know. And all my homies got kids. Imagine what they kids going through. Imagine what y'all kids would be going through if y'all got kids. This ain't a situation that nobody want to be in. Imagine trying to do the right thing and just get caught up in the wrong spot time after time. And it all start from building a reputation that precedes you. It don't exactly represent who you are now, but just because of who you was, that this is what everybody view you as. You know? That's all I'm going to leave on this one. Stay tuned. Definitely dropping more. I'm back.